The first thing I think on the agenda is reading and approval of minutes, the last delegate minutes.
Point of order?
Yes.
We have not approved the agenda.
Okay, I'm sorry. You are absolutely right. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
Yes.
Okay, Sherman is moving to approve the draft agenda.
I'll second it for purposes of discussion.
Okay, seconded by David. And any discussion? Okay.
Me?
Yes.
Okay. And this doesn't work?
No. This is the only one that works.
It's also blue on me.
Sorry about that.
Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos, United States, America, France, Britain.
This one?
New to the board, and I'm not sure where this kind of thing would fit.
But although it hasn't been posted, obviously this is, nobody knew this would be happening today, but it is.
Okay, and regarding regarding Terry's comments, are we in agreement that we should delete number 2? Terry, you said number 2. And also...
the other item was... 7B1.
Yeah, but where is it on here?
7G1.
Proposal for election meeting.
Could
you look by name?
What is the legal correctness? Is what I'm going to describe and discuss during our recess.
Discuss during our recess?
So, most of our order in this meeting. It has to be handled by the meeting of delegates, so we should give the meeting of delegates.
Can we approve the agenda with the changes?
Could you reiterate the changes so we know?
Okay.
And I have other changes.
Striking item number 2.
The reading of
reading, yes. And also striking out item number 7G1, motion to revote directors.
Okay, and that's those are the only changes that are proposed?
These are the changes and also new business that Margaret suggested. Yes.
I would agree that we need to read that immediately and go into the meeting of delegates and take
every time. I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm not familiar with the procedure. So let me just Jan and Bill and Ray and Sherna.
And me.
This is a point of clarification. What I just heard was delete 7G1, and it does not correspond. I just have 7G.
After the third public comment. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Just say
Bill. Under the third part,
Okay, Bill.
We have a national board meeting coming up. I don't know if you're going to
We got comments on the agenda from everybody. We try to be inclusive of everybody's comments or whatever they wanted to put on the agenda. If you see there are things that are not on the agenda, we can change things around, but we only have till 5 o'clock. So let's keep that in mind all the time.
I'm asking a question. What do we do with that?
Okay, John.
Yeah, I agree, Bill. I believe there's going to be a proposal later today to have another LSB meeting prior to the Berkeley meeting, and that would be a major agenda item there. I believe the meeting proposal is going to be March 11th, and our delegates do not leave, our directors do not leave for Berkeley until, I think, the 12th or so. So I'm just saying, I may be muddying the waters instead of clearing them.
Okay. So, next one, Jen Clark already.
Great.
Okay. Can we just quickly vote on the first suggestion and then go to the second suggestion? First Amendment, which would be deleting number 2, which is reading the approval of the minutes of the last meeting?
Yes.
Okay, can we do that, break it into two? Can we do that? Excuse me. And I would also like my comment to be addressed about the comments from the audit promotions.
I have that as a different resolution.
We are addressing comments one at a time. So let's deal with item number two. All being in agreement that we delete that item from the agenda. No,
aye.
Opposed?
Did we close the debate?
No, we didn't close the debate. Harrison, you still have a comment?
It seems to me that if we're going to dispense with all of the delegates' business, we ought to at least schedule before we do that when the delegates are going to meet to take care of this business. That's because the delegates meeting that the minutes are about, I think that before we start, we need to, before I vote on this, I want to know when the delegates are going to meet.
It's one of the information?
Yes.
Is that because the minutes are unprepared while we're doing this? Is that the reason?
No. The minutes are there.
What's the reason then?
The reason is that we are not, we can't approve the minutes of another body. We are not the delegates.
Let's meet as delegates.
That's my suggestion.
If you want an unnoticed meeting as delegates.
Well,
we need to clarify that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Let's go with the first item. Are we in agreement to believe? It seems that there are some opposition. You're opposed, right?
I would like to know when we're about to take up the other question.
Okay, we'll deal with that later on. So let's vote on this.
Wait, I have a point of information. I'd like to know if the proposal is to recess the local station board meeting and convene a meeting of the delegates. Is there any problem with notice if we do that?
Yes.
Not having given proper notice? It's a question.
Carrie?
Let her respond also.
I would say, given that this meeting was noticed with those two items, and that the people who are here, knowing that those two items are on the agenda, that notice in this case would be a formality. The meeting with the agenda has been noticed.
You raised formal objections before about things that reasonably would suggest could be argued either way. I just want to be clear.
I'm suggesting that given that everybody who is here, the audience and the board members, are aware of the issues in front of us, that we are talking about a formality. We talk about noticing a brief recess. And
I'm just asking for a clarification.
What are you?
I'm sorry, Maria.
Sherna and then Maria.
I think the problem is that, two, impact is some question about if there was a delegate meeting. Once we elected a chair pro tem and had a motion to have this meeting, that was a delegate meeting. That would be what the notes would be, number one. Number two, I'm not even understanding why we would recess and have a meeting of the delegates to discuss this issue. Why isn't it something that we would agree to take whatever action we take as part of this agenda?
Maria.
First of all, Denise Sherman is right in that we did convene a meeting with the LSB at the end of the delegate meeting. And we couldn't have elected a chair of the town and a secretary for the town. And the second element that I think is that I could be wrong on this, but as I recall, we did not post an agenda for the delegate meeting, and so I do believe it is completely improper. Now, I'm not a parliamentarian, but I've had years working in the legislature, and it's illegal when you work within the legislature. And so my concern would be, especially when we get started now, to establish a very particular form of protocol where we follow parliamentary procedures. And I would have a concern about, convening the meeting that did not have an agenda posted and did not have any comments at all from people. And then reconvene another meeting.
I'll be very loud. This goes to something.
First of all, I think that according to the Brown Act, whether I have I'm on the internet or not, I know it's a pain in the ass, and I'm sorry, and I will do something bad if you die. But I do believe legally that I should have been told 72 hours before this meeting of the agenda. I have a telephone, and I should have been told about it. And so therefore, I don't consider the agenda illegal. So there you have it. So I think that me and anybody else who has not got internet must be told and must be given an agenda 72 hours before. I am quickly looking through this like an idiot, trying to read what they are. Thank God I have David here on my right to whisper to me. But, if you're going to go by the rules, if you're going to get really tight about the rules, start with them.
Okay.
It's 2:30. We have it here until 5 o'clock. Do we want to go with this discussion of the agenda items or do we want to finalize the agenda and go through them and convene our meeting? Okay.
Now, it's been raised that we need to meet to discuss what the CMB representatives are going to do anyway. That would be appropriate to notice as a meeting of the delegates. And you can handle any questions about anything that was done at the meeting of the delegates, including approval of minutes, including Leslie's motion, at that meeting, which we will hold prior to the national board meeting. That would also deal with the fact that there's a lot of time that will be required just to deal with those issues. So I would suggest that we notice the meeting of the delegates, we deal with these motions relating to the delegates, and we continue our local station board meeting now and deal with this rather extensive agenda.
I would second that motion.
Okay. Any discussions? Okay.
I was just going to say a moment ago, it's nice to have formality and it's useful at times, but clarity is really more important. Be clear who, what capacity we're acting, and what we're doing, and then priority. We can't possibly, in any reasonable sense, go through an agenda like this in a couple hours for the way we're going. We need to set priorities. What needs to be done originally today, deal with those things, and other things, schedule another meeting. We can't do everything in one meeting. So common sense and clarity, I think, come before formality and a formal agenda.
Okay, do you have a suggestion?
Well, what are the things we have to deal with today in order to function according to our responsibilities and to meet our responsibilities for the next national meeting? That would be important.
So we need to have David.
There is a motion, and we have seconded.
I move that we add to the agenda a motion to convene a meeting of the delegates at which motions related to the delegates, prior delegates meeting, and the question of revote, and the question of what the CMB representatives will do at the national board meeting will be considered, so we properly notice it, that we hold the meeting prior to the national board meeting.
Okay. And it was seconded by Maria, and he heard in the way that we should bring common sense to this agenda, and then Harrison, you have a comment?
I would like to vote on that proposal now, so that we don't get to that proposal and then defeat it.
We are actually discussing that proposal.
We are discussing the proposal to put David's motion on the agenda. We are not voting on his motion. I wish to vote on his motion now.
You second them.
I second the motion. Can you clarify your motion, please?
Yes,
sir. Is it just adding it to the agenda? Or
yeah, put it on now before we vote on the agenda.
Well,
yeah.
I was adding it as an agenda item so that the board can deal with that as an agenda item.
I think
that does relate to what Terry was just trying to do to amend the agenda to include a recess. So I guess what I'm doing is proposing an alternative. We carry this proposal that we recess and deal with that, and instead changing it to we have a vote, we deal with, I mean, maybe what that is the agenda item. We deal with the question of delegates, that's the agenda item, and then when that comes up, then we'll have to vote on whether to recess right now or do it on recess. Maybe that's the way to handle it, because we are just talking about agenda and not about motion.
I'd like to get this issue over with and just vote on it.
Donna is next.
Okay. Not that I don't want to get the issue over with, I certainly do, but I don't think that we're going to conduct any business unless we put some rules down. We need a timekeeper, and that was on the agenda. I want to put that on the agenda, at least for the next time we can time out these things. I want to comment to Jane on her not giving the information. I think that it's kind of understood that everybody has emailed. If you don't, I think it's up to you to go ahead and make sure that you contact the chair so that you will get the agenda items, or anyone else who doesn't have email, and you can do that to the chair. And also, I want to comment on speaking out of turn. It's very hard, and I want to assist Sarah. She left me. If you raise up your hand, I'll put you down on the sheet so that she'll know who's next. Because it's very, very confusing to try to conduct the meeting and also recognize everybody who has raised their hand.
Well, in response,
thank you, Donna.
I'm sorry. I have to say, please do not respond. There are people on the end.
And she can respond.
Okay. Harrison and then Margaret.
I'd just like to move that we vote on Dave's proposal now so that we don't have any question about when these items are going to come up. I would like to call the question on Dave's motion that we convene the meeting of the delegates before the LSD meeting to begin working.
I'll second Harrison's motion to put the question down.
Well, I have
to... Margaret.
Yeah, I wanted to speak on it first. My question is why do we not need a meeting of the whole board as opposed to only a meeting of delegates? Okay, so what is the distinction between the board and the delegates then?
Harry,
if there's no distinction, I'd like to say the
difference in membership between the delegates and local station board in Los Angeles is that the general manager is not one of the delegates. In Berkeley, it's that the general manager and the associate representative are not delegates. That's the difference in membership, but there's a clearer distinction as to authority.
David and then Don.
Much as I'm excited about the prospect of having my proposal voted on, I don't think it's in order. We have a motion to accept or amend the agenda right now. Once we do that, then we can deal with the specific thing.
Okay.
Well, that might be cockamamie. Yeah.
Don and Jay.
I think it would be helpful to everyone if people who are making these motions, etc., clarify how it affects the agenda. So when they make a motion, they should say, if this motion is passed, what will happen is item so-and-so will be eliminated, certain things will happen.
Right.
What is happening is a lot of proposals are being made, but the members of the board are really interested in how is it going to affect and create a new agenda. So I'm going to ask people to be very clear about that.
Thank you, Don. Jay, okay. I in response to Don, I think you have to be consistent with what rules you're following. If you are following the Brown Act, the Brown Act completely states that 72 hours you must have one, not three, but one agenda. 72 hours. Whether I have an internet or not is really, it's not incumbent on me. I should have been given, I have a telephone, I should have been given the agenda. This is absurd to have a board member here. I'm trying to make it something about the public comment, and I'm just saying that it doesn't look good. And I feel like it is. And so I'm sorry, Donna, that I don't have an internet.
No,
I don't think that has any
I want to take responsibility. I want to apologize to you that I didn't call you and let you know. So if that's okay with you, whoever is the chair will take the responsibility to definitely call you. Or if you can call them.
I can call Terry for 5 hours today because I'm here.
Okay, I mean,
you were not home.
Okay, I apologize to you. Can we go on? Is it okay?
Yes, but yes. I still want what I said.
All right. Okay, Lizzie.
I just like this approach, right?
No, it's not fair. Okay, I just like to suggest that we change motions one at a time. That unless a motion is identified as an amendment or a substitute motion, a further motion be ruled out of order.
Amen.
Okay, the motion that we are discussing now is to accept the agenda by them as it's written, as amended by David. Okay, all in favor of
Jerry. Everybody understands what it is.
Well,
which is to add an agenda item that will deal with the disposition of the motions related to the delegates, which includes both the meetings and the struts that PNB representatives and to hold the repo. So that could result in us recessing if the board votes that way. And if I do it, it could result in us convening another meeting for the purpose. I'm suggesting an agenda item on that question. Where we get back to it.
Point of clarification.
If you want to call me, I'm so grateful.
I think that Maria's point was well taken, that we did have our first LSC meeting at the last meeting because we couldn't possibly have elected temporary chair and secretary if we hadn't done that, if it weren't an official meeting. So I think that in that sense, number two should remain in, and we should read and approve the minutes of the last meeting. And the other thing is, on G1, since there's going to be a national board meeting, I think that we need to discuss this now. We can't have another meeting 2 days before the national board meeting and potentially, unless I've got this all wrong, potentially change our representative to the national board two days before a meeting or 4 days before a meeting of the national board. So I think it behooves us to get through this agenda and take up that issue.
Let me clarify this. We were just approving the agenda with the first deletion that Terry proposed, and then David had an amendment. We are not discussing G1 right now. So, can we go ahead and approve this point of...
Okay. I want to be sure I know what we're going on. Okay, now, David has made a motion, all right, to add a meeting approval to the agenda 10 days from now before the national board meeting. Now, that's what the vote's going to be on. It's not going to vote on whether or not we're accepting the rest of the agenda. That's all we're voting on.
Share whether she revised that or not, or includes it with whatever other changes.
And I would ask you that.
No. What I was saying was to delete item number 2, amend according to David's amendment, and approve the agenda. These are the things that... Okay? These are the things that we are now discussing that we are going to vote on. So, let me ask, all in favor of... Maria? Okay. All in favor of amending the agenda according to David's proposal and deleting number 2 from the agenda according to Terry's proposal and the way agenda is written, please. No, this is the whole thing that we are voting on, okay? Please.
the motion.
This is the whole thing that we are voting on. We can divide it, but it seems that it didn't work out because people want to see where it's going. So why don't we take a moment? We can because if one is depends on the other one, and people didn't want this division. So why don't we vote the approve the agenda the way I explained it. All in favor of approving the agenda is.
Once you call the vote, call the camera.
All in favor of the motion? We are voting to approve the agenda with David's amendment and deletion of item number 2.
What about the resolution on Haiti?
And what about that's going to come later, and your resolution will come later. This is only dealing with the three issues that we talked about, approving the agenda as amended by David and deleting item number 2. We'll deal with the rest of it later, okay?
Okay. No clarification.
Have
the secretary read the motion.
You
call for the vote.
And
yes.
Please. You'll be sorry.
Okay. You want to read the motion? Okay. Terry is going to read the motion again.
As I understand it, the motion is to strike item 2 from the agenda to add the issue of a delegates meeting at a place uncertain on the agenda and to approve the agenda.
All in favor of the motion? All opposed? Any abstain?
Approve, please.
Okay.
Please voice the count.
I'm sorry. Okay.
2 opposed and 3.
2 opposed and 3 abstain.
And how many approve?
3 opposed? 3 Okay. All in favor of the motion?
Fourteen.
Okay. All opposed? 3 Abstain? 3 4 abstain. Okay, the motion passes. Now we are dealing with what Margaret suggested to have a resolution on Haiti. Margaret, do you want to say that again?
Yes. I wanted to, given the historic events today, the coup happening in Venezuela, and also the stepped up effort the last few days in Haiti to destabilize the government of Venezuela, I'd like to put forward a resolution on both of those things, which could be one resolution.
Okay, we can put it on the agenda.
No, the agenda has been
approved.
I have a suggestion, Margaret. Can we put your resolution after we elect the permanent chair and secretary? Okay. And now, Jane, you were commenting on the public comments.
Yeah, it looked to me like the public comments came at some after the fact.
fact on those things.
Actually, it says, like the first public comment, it says before vote on proposal. So it's before proposal. And the second one, the same thing. And the third one, the same thing.
After the election, before the establishment, and before...
Terry.
Before the agenda was approved and changing required a two-thirds vote, I had another motion on the agenda regarding that particular question, which was to schedule the public comments period as follows. First public comment period would be at 2:45 p.m., second would be at 3 p.m., and the third at 4:15 p.m. But the sequence of other items on the agenda should be as approved. As approved on the agenda.
Yeah.
Maintain the sequence. That would mean that we take public comment at the times certain and pick up on the agenda wherever we left off, not where the agenda says this follows public comment.
This is this emotion, right? No second.
Right. No.
Sorry.
No second.
Okay. Now that we have dealt with everything on the agenda, just the approval. Next.
I make a motion that we have public comment before election.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a second?
One second. What was the motion?
The motion is to have public comment before the election of chair, permanent chair, and secretary. Is that right? Okay.
And the rest is stay.
Any discussion? Shall we vote?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor of doing what the motion says? Okay. Somebody count it.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
13. Okay. All opposed?
One.
Oh, is it opposed?
Two.
Yeah. Did you vote in favor?
No, I'm voting
opposed. Opposed. Three. And any abstain? Okay, the motion passes, right? Okay.
Do we have to vote on where department resolution goes?
Yeah, we need to do it after the election. Okay. Yes.
2 points. 1, I think we're functioning. I know that David Adelson has put out a call for clarity regarding abstentions. I believe that we can come to an agreement that it's present and voting, and abstentions are not considered either way. The other point I would make is the only way this would, I think, make sense to me would be public comment after nominations, but before votes.
That's what the motion was, right? Okay. Okay. Let's go.
Sherna,
and then Maria.
Do we need clarification on David?
I think she said
Sherna, I'm sorry. I was looking at you, but I said Sherna.
I really need clarity on the election from the officer, secretary, and treasurer.
What people are talking about is that
I said that we previously had a problem in Bowtown with the way extensions were counted. Some people think that you need, if, for example, if you need a majority, that is a majority of the people present at the meeting. So if you don't get, like if there are 24 people and something only gets 10 votes, it doesn't pass. But the rules of that is that the majority of those present are voting, and the extensions come as not voting. So if 10 people vote yes, 2 people vote no, and 12 people abstain, the motion passed, not just by a majority, but by a 2/3 majority, even though it was the majority of those present. I just want to get that clarified before we start having contentious and close votes, because it gets crazy. So it's one of the procedures, and I just want to clarify on that.
Okay, Ed, did you want to talk?
Well, not about that. We got to talk about the church.
Well, yeah, you're on.
I think Dave is correct. I see two conversations on that. But what I wanted to say for sure is that, that I think that your concern is conference. And I think that if it comes to this real point, that something comes up, I'm prepared to make a motion that we wait for just to pro tem until we get people have a fair chance to talk to us.
Jim.
We have the Roberts rules right here. So I wish Dave would give me the actual citation as to what it is. Because I'm sorry, I don't think something I see Dave right is good enough. Okay?
Why don't we proceed? Shanna brought up a point that how do we get people to know that we are asking for applications and resumes regarding treasurer and also secretary. Those are the two positions that we have listed that they don't have to be a board member. We announced it. It was actually promoted on KPFK. So I hope people have heard, and we can accept applications now. If there are any volunteers, please come forward and we'll accept application now. Why don't we go through the agenda? The third is report of standing committee, chair pro tem. I don't have anything to report. I just want to say that I want to thank all of you who helped us to get the agenda together. I'm sorry that some people's agenda items maybe were not included this time.
You're trying to talk and there's another conversation going on. People could just hold it down.
Thank you very much.
Well, not only that, but the sound system itself is a distraction. It's easier to understand people when you talk.
Right.
Without
okay, so maybe I don't speak enough. But anyway, I just want to thank all of you who helped us to get through that. This is the first meeting after the last, and it was a successful effort to get the agenda together and bring all of you here. I don't have anything specific to report. I want to ask Terry for his report. Terry?
Okay, just want to make sure all board members get to me before they leave, so I have a phone number if I am still going to be, well, get to the secretary, whoever that is, and give them your phone number so that the secretary may contact you. I urge everyone to join the Yahoo list, and I'll talk to you about that out of the meeting. And I wanted to point out that under the rules, a pro tem officer is only lasts until the end of the session unless it's specified otherwise in the vote, and urge you that if you are going to extend the application deadline for listener members to go for Secretary of Treasury, that for those pro tem offices, you specify when the motion is put forward, that it shall, the office will be until that officer is replaced, either by a permanent or another temporary. That way the officer will have authority in between meetings.
Yes, Chair.
Terry, can you
think it's critical that people
are here. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One way to do it is go to the Yahoo main page, which is www.yahoo.com. From there, at the top of that page, there's a number of selections, one of which is groups, which would then take you to a groups page from which you can search for the name of a specific group. And the group that has been set up whereby the communication between KPFK LSB members is publicly readable is the group KPFK LSB. And a search for KPFK LSB will bring you a link that can take you to that group. From there, you could read messages. I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know for sure.
Okay. If there are any questions about this item, please ask Carrie. Next item on the agenda, unfinished business.
I just wanted to make it clear that the Yahoo list is not an official list of this body, that it hasn't been approved by this body. And to my knowledge, right now, there are only 9 members of this body on it.
And there are some who are not able to join.
Okay. Unfinished business. Last transition to LSC, Jan.
No, that was
not me.
That was me.
It's you. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Good man.
Yeah.
Very good man.
Yeah. Any new chair and any new secretary should try to reach the lab chair and lab secretary to get whatever information and records that they have, like a record of all the lab resolutions and stuff, so that we don't have to redo work that's already been done.
Thank you. Okay. New business. Election of permanent officers. Now, first, chair. Election of permanent chair. Yes.
Before we do this, can we just recognize the members who have come to the roll call so the record shows?
Okay. We can recognize Judy Rodriguez.
I have the following members as being present since the roll. I got it wrong last time. Marie Geary.
Mm-hmm.
Julie Rodriguez, and that's all I have.
And more. Alan Menchie.
And Madeline.
Let's do it at the mic. Alan Menchie. Leslie Radford.
Yeah.
Madeline Schwab. Sonali Kohatker.
Israel Foer.
Israel Foer. There. Wow. I got Ellen.
Okay. Got it. Thank you. Okay. Election of permanent chair. Do we have any volunteers or nominations? Yes, Maria.
I'd like to nominate Don White.
Okay, we have a nomination for Don White, and we have a second. Jane, did you second?
I second.
Okay.
You don't need second.
You don't need second. Okay, any other nomination?
Is this for both?
No, just for the chair.
Yeah.
No, I don't like it.
Should we ask whether anybody else on the board would be willing to accept the nomination?
Yes. Anyone on the board would be willing to accept the nomination. Any volunteers? Wow. I'm not sure if
you can fill whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. Don,
they're all in El Salvador.
Let me ask Don. Would you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Before I saw the opening of this meeting.
We are not taking votes because according to what James said, we are going to have public comments before we go to votes, right? Okay. So the second nomination, the second position for nomination is vice chair. Do we have any nomination for vice chair? David?
I'd like to nominate Maria Armudian.
You don't need to second, but this is good to hear. Any volunteers or any other nomination?
She doesn't want
it.
No. What meeting was another chair?
Okay, so we have only one nomination for vice chair.
That's enough.
Okay, shall we stop? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see.
I'd like to nominate Madeline Schwab. Is she accept?
No.
No? You won't accept? Maria, you accept? Yes? Okay. Shall we go to public comments? Why don't we go through the secretary and treasurer can be elected from the audience, from the listeners, so we can get applications. So we announced it. I haven't received anything. Shall we go through public comment and then come back, or do you want to go through everything right now? Go through it right now?
No, let's just take a stack.
Okay, take a stack.
Say some names.
Okay, Donna.
Okay, Donna.
Jan, Ed, and Sherna.
Okay.
I was going to say, why don't we ask from the listeners, nominations or who will step forward to be secretary or treasurer at this time, and then after we get all the nominations, then we can have public comments.
That's a good idea. And then Jan.
Okay, then Jan.
Oh, yes. I would propose that we have the election of the chair and the vice chair right now, so that they can then run the rest of the meeting, including getting the nominations for secretary and treasurer, and along with that, since we don't have to have those today, I put this before the body last time, wanted to take, you know, whatever names we can get right now and contemplate not having those elections right now, going forward perhaps for at least the next meeting with interim people, because I would really like to have people have a chance to, you know, to come forward as secretary and treasurer who are not sitting on this board right now, because I think it's a chance to do a little bit more outreach. And I know that I've spoken to a couple of people who have expressed some interest, and the announcements about the secretary and treasurer position were very, only the last, I believe, the last couple of days, we were the announcements before this announced meeting. So I'd like to kind of keep that open, not close that off right away.
Thank you, Ed.